Oppenheimer worked incredibly hard on his letter in response to the AEC's charges. Hobson recalled that it went through draft after draft after draft, a painful attempt to be as clear and true as possible. I can't think how many hours he put into that. Sitting in his leather swivel chair, he would think in silence for a few minutes, jot a few notes, then rise and start dictating as he paced the office. He could dictate in rounded sentences and paragraphs for an hour straight, Hobson said. And just when your wrist was about to give way, he would say, "Let us take a 10-minute break." And then he would come back and dictate for another hour. Robert's other secretary, Kay Russell, typed Hobson's shorthand in triple space. Robert would review it, and after Kay had retyped it, Kitty would edit it. Finally, Robert would go over all the changes once more. If Robert was working hard to defend himself, he did so almost fatalistically. Late that January, he traveled to Rochester, New York, to attend a major physics conference. All the familiar faces were there, including Teller, Fermi, and Bethe. In public, Robert gave no hint of his impending ordeal, but he confided in Bethe, who clearly saw that his old friend was in distress. Oppie confessed to Bethe his conviction that he was going to lose. Teller already had heard of Oppenheimer's suspension and so walked up to him during a break in the conference and said, "I'm sorry to hear about your trouble." Robert asked Teller if he thought there was anything sinister in what he had done over the years. When Teller said no, Robert coolly suggested that he would be grateful if Teller would talk to his lawyers. On his next visit to New York City, Teller saw Garrison and explained that, while he thought Oppenheimer had been terribly wrong about many things, in particular the H-bomb decision, he did not doubt his patriotism. Garrison sensed, however, that his feelings toward Oppenheimer were not warm. He expressed a lack of confidence in Robert's wisdom and judgment, and for that reason felt that the government would be better off without him. His feelings on this subject and his dislike of Robert were so intense that I finally concluded not to call him as a witness.